This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz and it's great to share morning devotions. I hope that you're feeling okay today. Sometimes in life, when we go through life, we struggle with the business of relationships with other people, especially with those who rub us up the wrong way or really get under our skin, annoy us. Or worse, there's a really bad clash and we fall out with people in this relationship area. Yes, that's life. I think it's inevitable that this will happen to one degree or another. And if it's happened, you will know what I'm talking about. But what happens when those feelings are so strong that it could end up towards hatred towards the person? Well, I'm reminded what Jesus said. I'm looking at John chapter 13. And he said, "I give you a new commandment to love one another. Just as I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Now, if you take that seriously, and many people do, that means when you think about it, there is no room in my life or yours for personal hatred for anyone. That's really it. It's not easy because things will happen. And what do you do when faced with a situation like, and I'm thinking back to 1983 with a man called Russell Stendel. Now, Russell Stendel was a missionary jungle bush pilot, actually, in some of the remote parts of Colombia in South America. And he used to fly a missionary plane, dropping fish and fuel and other food to people in remote parts of this country. He was unaware that there were Marxist guerrillas in that area. And one day, when he landed, he was in August 1983, he was taken hostage in the jungle by a band of guerrilla soldiers. They captured him, sent a note and a photo to his parents, and they said, "We demand 12 million pesos by the 25th of December, or we'll kill your son." It was chilling, terrible news. And for 5 months, he really had to learn to love his enemy. He trusted God in those 5 months. He lived, of course. He was released and told the story. And one of the letters that he wrote home during that terrible time, he said, "I'm in danger only of losing my life, but these people are in danger of losing their souls." Well, he was kind to his captives. Russell befriended his guards, and one of the commanders told him, "We can't kill you face to face. We like you, so we'll have to kill you in your sleep." Well, they actually didn't, and God did a work in his life, in Russell's life, to forgive these people. And he just couldn't sleep for the next 10 days and nights. He was just so worried they might shoot him. A submarine gun was thrust in his face. But the guards just couldn't get themselves to that point of pulling the trigger. And then in January the 3rd, 1984, he was released. And the story goes that when he was released and said goodbye, some of the captors were quite emotional about him going. Now, this is an amazing a true story, a situation of incredible respect, friendship that had developed when it could have quite easily been so different, with hatred filling the heart of Russell Stendel. How easy it would have been for him to hate these people. So that's why the Bible says, for example, I'm looking at Proverbs 10:12, where it says in Proverbs, "Hatred stirs up trouble, love overlooks the wrongs that others do." And then in 1 John 2, we read, "I'm writing to give you a new commandment that if we claim to be in the light and hate someone, we're still in the dark. But if we love others, we're in the light and we don't cause problems for them. If we hate others, we are living and walking in the dark. We don't know where we're going because we can't see in the dark." In one of his books, Nicky Gumbel tells the story of the 19th century Cornish miner, an evangelist called Billy Bray. And he was a good fighter before he found Jesus, but afterwards, a fellow miner lived in terror of Billy, and he hit him. He hit Billy Bray, and Billy Bray could easily have really suffered. But instead he said, "Look, may God forgive you even as I forgive you." And that man, the fellow miner, gave his life to Jesus Christ. How true it is that dealing with anger and hatred can actually poison us. Dear Lord, thank you that instead of hate, you bring love to our hearts. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.